the structure of nature's law. That is science. Is it not scientific effort? They'll never be able to do that, but it's still there. See, to stop death, birth, and old age is very major problem. But even in small things, you cannot do anything. Everywhere you're dependent. And still, they are very much proud that they are advancing in scientific knowledge so that they can overcome the stringent laws of nature and so on. Durashaya, it is called Durashaya. Hope which will never be fulfilled. Is it not? Durashaya. Shastra, Bhagavata, Durashaya. This is their foolishness. They are expecting something which will never be fulfilled. Therefore, Shastra says Durashaya. Now, what they are doing about the moon planet?
They've forgotten about it.
Now they are trying for Mars.
That's it. Hele dhatta vayana ke ute. A man was trying to capture snake. So there are snakes, hele. There are many snakes. They have no poison. Especially the water snake. The hele. So, hele dhatta vayana ke ute. Ke ute means cobra. So one cannot catch a the poisonless snake and he is attempting to capture cobra. So they could not go to the moon planet, which is only 1,600,000 miles above the sun, and they are going to Venus, which is far, far away still. How many miles? The Venus is situated. They have committed some mistake.
Yeah. Well, they say here, it's 600,000 yojanas, which makes 48 million miles. No, 480 million miles above the sun.
If they cannot reach sun, they are trying to go above the sun. Ash. Bosh. Jai. Bosh. Kotha gelen?
Ami chitra.
It is giving quotation from Vedas. How to act on basic principle, that is called smriti. Sometimes the original law is explained by one lawyer in detail. So the detailed explanation is like smriti. And the original law is sruti. And that we have to take. Smriti means which is explaining sruti to understand easily.
But we should never think that smriti is an interpretation.
No, no. It is not, it is explanation.
Right. Just like sometimes the smartas, they argue that if you quote smriti, it is not as good as shruti.
Yes. But smriti, that's like the Mayavadis, they do not accept, because their interpretation of Veda is different.
Right. So they say that smriti is an interpretation.
Yes.
They don't accept Bhagavad Gita, many of them.
No.
So what is our answer to such persons?
We have got our own acharyas. If you don't accept, I don't accept you. That is why. What can be done?
Madhvacharya made a commentary on the Gita where he quoted a Sanskrit verse.
Huh?
He quoted a Vedic verse for every Bhagavad Gita verse to prove that Bhagavad Gita is Shruti.
Madhvacharya.
Or somebody like
that. Ramanujacharya.
Who?
Ramanujacharya has quoted. Ramanujacharya has given quotation from Shruti. For every verse of Bhagavad Gita.
It starts off with big print, Acharya Dev Tridandi Swami Srila Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj. All learned men are aware that in the dark days of India, when the Hindu religion was in great danger,
it's nonsense.
Our Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born at Sri Mayapur, destined to remove the dark clouds which had overshadowed true religious thinking by traveling alone on foot throughout the length and breadth of India. Preaching his gospel of love, he brought about a religious upheaval which put an end to all religious conflicts and suicidal, vociferous tendencies. The benign influence of his love philosophy made the whole of India a spiritually united cultural domain. Soul enrapturing kirtan music was organized from one end of the country to the other. A neo-humanism based on love, regarded as the highest objective of human existence, held sway. The difference between man and man was forgotten, and the fundamental unity of human nature and human destiny was stressed upon. But in the early 19th century, true religion was at a very low ebb due to lack of proper publicity of literature and also for want of great acharyas to propagate the cults in their true aspect. It was a dark period for the Chaitanya or Gaudiya Vaishnavism when it fell from its highest transcendentalism to the lowest possible degradation because of so many abuses and evil practices which crept into it through plenty of pseudo-followers. Vaishnavism was almost abandoned by the educated section of people. Its literature was hardly read. Kirtan was looked upon not as a form of prayer, but as a means of gratification by people of loose morals. Most of the Vaishnava followers of the period lost their high standard of morality, their loving asceticism, their intellectual superiority, and devotional fervor, which were the main characteristics of the previous masters. The influx of Western ideas came in, and English-educated people fell into the hands of Christians. Fortunately, at that time, we got a great Vaishnav savant and scholar, Thakur Kedarnath Bhaktivinoda, who wrote widely and successfully created an interest among the educated public in Vaishnav religion and literature. His discovery of Sridhar Mayapur, the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which was so long hidden from the public eye, gave a new impetus to its propagation. The age of Gaudiya Vaishnavism set in. Thereafter, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur took hold of Gaudiya Vaishnavism with a vow to propagate it in its true perspective, even as it was practiced with unparalleled and unprecedented transcendentalism by Sri Rup and Sri Sanatana Goswami's followers of Sri Chaitanya. In proper time, he got a great personality who readily shouldered the burden.
He got a great personality. He is that person. He also proved it.
who shouldered the burden of the mighty mission of Srila Saraswati Thakur. That great personality is President Acharya Dev, His Holiness Sri Srimad Bhakti.
But Gaya Mane na apni moral, this great personality, why he is not accepted by other disciples? I have become a great personality.
If one proclaims himself to be the king and
no one accepts it.
What kind of king?
That is called in Bengali Gaya Mane na apni moral. Moral means leader of the society, of the village. He has their moral. So, in the village nobody cares for him, and he declares that I am moral.
That person is insane.
nobody cares for him, and he is thinking that great personality. Where is his greatness? Who knows him? You just see. So he is making a plan to declare himself a great personality.
It goes on to explain why he is such a great personality.
So why explain? If he is a great personality, everyone should know why he is trying to explain. What is the use of explanation? If a great personality is unknown, and he has to be known by explanatory knowledge, then how is great personality?
Just like the President of the United States, he doesn't have to say, I am the President. Yeah. Everyone knows.
Yeah. God, didn't it?
Tirtha Maharaj, who was then known as Guru Preshta, most dear to his Guru, and also known to the disciples of Srila Saraswati Thakur as Kunjada, giver of shelter. In all the missionary works and the management of the mats, Srila Bhaktivilat Tirtha Goswami Maharaj was the right hand of his Gurudev. By his constant, unstinted service rendered to Srila Prabhupada, whose most intimate disciple he was, he almost became a counterpart of that great saint.
Jumping, trying to equal.
So those who are not accepting him, they are all fools.
This is very bad, Prabhupada. It says that he almost became counterpart. That means that he's trying to become equal or superior to Guru.
Superior.
In this first sentence, superior, that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, his whole mission was dependent upon this great personality, Tirtha Maharaj. Not that Bhakti Siddhanta was a great personality, but that the great personality is Tirtha Maharaj.
He's written like that?
He says, in proper time he got a great personality, who readily shouldered the burden of the mighty mission of Saraswati Thakur. That's implying that he is the one responsible.
His impression is like that. That?
In all preaching work, everybody felt the sober but encouraging hand of Srila Bhaktivilas Tirtha Goswami Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada never did anything without consulting him first or without his consent. So, all the desires for future work of Prabhupada Srila
Sahaja. He does not mention his name. He says, all that, his sannyasi name, all that. Then?
All the desires for future work of Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur used to come to the present Acharya Dev as an impulse first, which he translated into action at once. In spite of 100 hindrances from so-called religionists, with a vision of a future worldwide mission, Srila Prabhupada established Sri Chaitanya Math at Sri Mayapur, the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the Falgun Purnima day, the 7th March 1918, which was a red-letter day in the history of theistic religious revival in this age. He started a countrywide movement to carry the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to every door. In a hectic manner, within a couple of years, he preached Gaudiya Vaishnavism throughout India and sent disciples to England, Germany, and other parts of Europe and Burma to preach the message of Sri Chaitanya and established 64 branches under the name of Sri Gaudiya Math throughout India and abroad, and a vast literature flowed through his versatile pen. The large number of publications in different languages and the vigorous missionary activities and door-to-door preaching by the sannyasis and brahmacharis of the math, who held meetings in the remotest villages, duly spread Sri Chaitanya's teachings, which today are followed in every part of India. His songs are sung in chorus, and a great interest is created among the intelligentsia of India. After having become the president of the institution, in this last paragraph, all of these activities of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, there's no mention of his name. That whole, his whole mission, there's actually no mention of his name, that he is the one who's done it. After having become the president of the institution, Srila Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Goswami Maharaj has been traveling throughout India and Pakistan, preaching the devotional cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he has come in contact with many savants of present India who are all struck with reverend admiration for his deep knowledge of philosophy. Dr. Radha Kamal Mukherjee, Vice Chancellor of Lucknow University, remarks, quote, "There is no more distinguished and erudite interpreter of Sri Chaitanya's Vaishnava thought than His Holiness Srila Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Goswami Maharaj."
And what is Radha Kamal Mukherjee?
He has been a prolific writer and commentator and has traveled and discoursed widely in different parts of India. His profound, illuminative discourses have everywhere created a genuine interest in Vaishnava philosophy and in the dynamic religious movement he represents. End of quote. There may not be any doubt among the well-informed people that the Sri Chaitanya Math, with its branches, Sri Gaudiya Maths, throughout India and abroad, have been propagating the greatest religion, which, from a realistic point of view, has helped to build up a true civilization. Today, due to the activities of Sri Chaitanya Math, a spiritual thirst has been created, especially among the deep-thinking and educated people of the world, for people from all over the world are coming to this institution to learn and follow the great religion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to understand the practical Indian way of life. Today, the headquarter extends over a mile with beautiful temples, yet standing in an atmosphere of absorbing silence of meditation and worship, surrounded on all sides by emerald green paddy fields and the Ganges flowing hard by, far from the madding crowd's strife and strain. Quote, "Mayapur is now an enchanted place, the abode of peace. The atmosphere of the place is charming. The chanting of the holy name of Hari all day and night takes one to a celestial place."
We don't hear the chanting from there, Mark, all day and night.
No. It's only from here. "It is more heavenly than heaven itself. It is the sacred Vrindavan of Bengal, hallowed by the dancing steps of the Lord, and its air is purified by his noble call to prayer. Whoever pays a visit to her will leave her with regret, and those who have not yet visited the place will carry their regrets unto death."
Yeah. He's making some propaganda that he is the...
Yeah, just like in the woods, the jackal. He's always crying that he is the king, but who cares for him? What is his qualification?
Do we require to... That is no use.
Now, our answer is all of these books.
That's all.
Our answer is 24-hour kirtan, prasad distribution.
And we keep it, but you can't put it in the file.
Yeah. We should answer him by our preaching, by our vigorous preaching. Mm.
Many people must be asking him, what about this ISKCON Math? That's why it's driving him mad.
He's speaking against us all the time.
Hmm.
He never says anything good about us.
No, he is very envious about us.
And I think now he must have come to the conclusion that there's no way to stop us. So he's thinking how he can, I have a hunch, he's thinking, how he can become connected in some way to get some benefit. That's why he's sending this man, this mutt commander. Because he sees now there's no way he can stop us. So he's thinking, how can I connect somehow with them? Because they have so much money and they're going to be doing so many big things. I must establish a connection with them.
So he wants to establish connection with them?
Yeah, I think so.
And describe that he has just like Madhav Maharaj has also attempted. This is the attempt. So, what we have to do with this connection? Let them do whatever nonsense they want. We shall do our own business. We have no business to propagate that we are making. People already know all over the world. So, but suppose if he makes an attempt to mix with us so that he can take advantage, his main policy is that we may go there. That is, because if we do not go, then all that propaganda makes him not very important. If we go there, if we do not go there.
Why does he depend upon our going there to become a
Buddha? Because he is visualizing that by our propaganda, throughout the whole world, people will come here.
Yeah.
That he is already saying.
Yeah.
And if we do not go there, then he becomes insignificant.
If we don't, means if anyone from all over the world who comes.
Yeah, naturally.
People are attracted by the Westerners coming to the mat. So if we're up at that mat, any of us, and then they themselves just see, they say in Bengali, just see they're coming to see our Guru Maharaj, they're coming for.
That was the policy of Madhav Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj.
Yes.
Yeah,
that time. That, although Bhakti Vedanta Goswami is propagating throne, he is subordinate to us. Under our instruction, so all these three.
Real dream world they're living in.
Here they've even included our temple in their domain. The headquarters extends for over a mile with beautiful temples and paddy fields. And when we put up our wall, then they will not be able to include us.
So what we should, the point is that no matter how much they press for any kind of mixing, our first point is you come here and visit us. And he'll never do that. Never do that. And we should not, we already invited him twice, so we don't have to give any more invitation. We should simply say verbally, let Tirtha Maharaj come here. As we have come so many times, then there we can speak about some kind of cooperation.
Yeah.
I remember, Srila, you walked there.
Yes.
From here you walked all the way.
Twice Prabhupada's visited him. Personally requested and he won't come here. And now, the thing is now he might say, if you give it to me in writing, I will come. But we just said we have already personally come. Our spiritual masters come twice personally. And now you have to simply come. The invitation is already given. Now Tirtha Maharaj should come. And he'll never do
that.
So then that way we don't have to
cooperate. Then this paper you keep, because these rascals, they will create some trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Trouble like this, just like in, he was detained.
What is it?
But I had that.
They can file some complaint inducing something.
Srila Prabhupada, it was very interesting last night, that complaint, my lawyer was this man who was sitting right here last night, this old man, Nandalal. He was my lawyer.
Achha.
And he is the one who asked me, who is behind this case? He asked me when we brought him from Krishnagar, because he's considered the best lawyer in Nadia. So we brought it, and as we were leaving after the first time I appeared, He said, there's someone, this man is a farmer, laborer. Who has put him up to this? He said, there's someone behind this. So he asked me, was it Sridhar? He said, someone of the Gaudiya Math is behind this. But he came last night with them. His lawyer, the old man, he came with them. So they were definitely the ones behind it. They were definitely the ones behind that case. They somehow got their hands on that man and had him bring charges, even though the whole thing was dropped.
Who was behind them?
Well, this man, he said, he mentioned Sridhar Maharaj's name. He said some Gaudiya Math personality.
He's a good, very good lawyer.
Yes. He's retired, but he's the most respected lawyer in Nadia. So he mentioned...
So he was in our side?
Yes. He had mentioned, someone from the Gaudiya Math, he said, you have many enemies. He said, this man would not have thought of this kind of thing, to do this kind of thing. Someone had to...
Who?
Then when I was... had to go to court to appear for having kidnapped that woman and her son. And I was holding the woman and her son by force. The husband placed charges. So this lawyer said that... He was a simple man, a little crazy. He wouldn't have done it or had the money to do it. That someone, there's some more intelligence, higher intelligences behind him, you know, goading him on, telling him what to do. So he asked, who did I think it was? He mentioned Gaudiya Math, and he asked, did I know any particular personalities? I said, no. He said, what about Sridhar, Swami? Someone.
So, if Sridhar Swami was behind, maybe, there is no one.
Point is that they can make so much trouble like that.
Small trouble.
Yeah, little harassment. And I even, of course I don't know, I even questioned just like that Lalita Bhosh, that whole incident. Which Jayapataka told you about. Who knows? She's so influenced by, you know, she's big so-called Vaishnava and known in so many circles in Bengal. Who is influencing her? You know? Anyway, we simply stay on our land and develop our program. He's going mad. He is becoming mad.
How?
Well, the more he hears, because he gets so many reports, so many people are coming here and no one is going there.
His mentality is becoming like Kamsa, I think. At every moment he's thinking, this Prabhupada, Prabhupada.
Somebody inquired, you know. What is this called? So many people are coming.
Yes.
Yeah, he knows no one's coming there. Not very many more people are coming there than when he. Because most of the people come here.
That they're realizing, that we are becoming insignificant gradually.
Yeah.
That they're realizing.
No one goes to Madhavaj as much at all. The only Mat that they still visit is that Sri Chaitanya. And they have no money, so that place is becoming so dilapidated that no one is going there either. And there's no life there. There's no young people, there are no...
And how are they? They cannot feed them.
We were speaking this morning, Bhavananda Raj and myself, that we're wondering if we could make, like, you know, if so many people come here to eat prasadam, and on the weekends at least 2,000 to 3,000 people come. So we were wondering whether it would be proper to make some kind of propaganda that if anyone wants to enroll their children here, their young boys in our Gurukul, that they can lead them.
So similar counterpart. leaflet issued that International Society for Krishna Consciousness, World Organization established by His Divine Grace, and anyone can come here and take food now. We have got arrangement like this. In suitable words, you write and issue another pamphlet.
Bengali.
Bengali and in English. Which may not touch there, but we write in our own way. Right. Then, by the order of his guru, he went to America, then he has... That's a fact. What is the fact? That should be in this. Give the list of the books and so on and so on.
List of the temples.
Yes, temples. And he is the acharya of the present Gaudiya Sampradaya.
If we simply state the facts, there is no need for us to subtly infer or to exaggerate, because your activities are so glorious that...
And invite anyone who is interested to become a devotee, we shall provide place, food, education to the children. In this way, make another statement.
Hmm. I'm just wondering, I was thinking that whether we...
Without touching them.
Yes. This is, of course, we'll do this also. What about, like, all of these people coming? This is my point, that so many poor people are coming here. Practically, they don't even have enough money to take care of their children properly. So whether we can make some verbal announcements and whether we can set up a little table at the Prashan Pavilion, that anyone who would like to enroll their sons in our school can do so. Because many people can't take care of their children properly. I'm thinking when they see our boys, they may want to give their sons.
Yes, they'll
get. Good program. We can get many, I think we could get many, many that way.
The children, they are enjoying.
Yeah.
In the morning, they are teaching. That is what?
Yeah, they are in ecstasy.
All day they enjoy. When they're sweeping the road, they don't know that there's difference between work and play.
No.
To them, sweeping the road is their play. They love it.
These children are much, much more hardworking than the children in America. Like these few American boys that are here, they cannot compare with these Bengali boys.
No.
Their service attitude is much, much better. I think we should...
By association, they will be also.
Yes, they have also improved.
So I think we should try to get as many of these young boys as we can. We should use the facility of this Prashan distribution.
The thing is that whether we should... This pamphlet, I don't think it has got any value.
It has no value, probably. What we should do is build this temple. If we just build this temple, that's my point, let us build this temple immediately. Once this temple is built, everything is finished. All the glowworms are completely extinguished. There will be nothing left. They can do anything they want and nothing will matter. If they have 350-foot building with escalators, with huge compounds, that everything is ended.
But do like that, like America.
You can come here and stand outside and scream, I am the acharya there. Just like in America, so many people are saying, I am Napoleon. No one...
That everyone says, that is not... So...
We have to build this temple because...
Make something like America, which is wonderful for the world. So you are American. You must do something.
If we build this temple with escalators, and the people go in the temple and they go up the escalators,
they'll never come back.
Do you think that they're going to then go down the road and go into Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why? What is the point of it after doing something like that? They'll never go.
And if you can arrange some, what is called that? Helicopter.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Bringing our men from Damdam airport to our roof. There were at least four roofs like this.
Right. The people will see, all the pilgrims will see, yes, like the demigods flying in.
At least we can make a show, it is coming twice in a day and going twice in a day. And they'll see that, oh, so many people are coming.
So you have to, the thing is, we're simply waiting for your go-ahead. Because unless we get the land and we can begin, we can't start this program.
Therefore Krishna has sent him. Mm. Let him come.
We shouldn't delay. Actually, well, if we, this is a little pamphlet. If we issue a counter pamphlet, it's not, I don't think it's such an important thing. The thing to do is to do something,
yes,
so
practical,
significant, mm-hmm, that this becomes useless. Mm-hmm. Not that we issue another thing of this nature. This
it's is already useless.
Yeah. I mean, what is the use of issuing another piece of paper against this paper? Let us make a skyscraper temple. Then they can think, what will be the comparison between this?
On every level, even the people this invitation was issued to, mm, but they come and when they come on Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's appearance day, they all come down the road to here to visit.
Really?
Even he, you know, gives off so much energy inviting this one and that one, they all come. They all want to come down the road. They at least come down for darshan here.
They do?
Yeah, they have to. They can't, they've all been here, they all know it. They come with different personalities, different friends. In Krishnanagar, we are like the cinema in terms of entertainment. As soon as any man, any official, government official, his friends come from Calcutta, immediately they get in one of the government jeeps and they drive out here, mm-hmm, and come to see the ISKCON Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir. Immediately. So many men, they come all the time with their friends from Calcutta, same thing in Navadvip. They come for an evening,
yes,
fully satisfied. The woman puts on her sari, the man dresses up in his
birthday. So our arrangement should be to give them some prasad and very nice treatment.
You gotta do this, yeah.
And important man should write something to the visitors.
Yes.
Receptions.
It should be a reception, proper reception.
Mm-hmm. So, where the reception?
We'll sit.
We'll make some arrangements.
Mm. Make it immediate. Reception.
And Nitai-chan is very good.
Huh? Nitai-chan is very good. Nitai-chan plus somebody very educated should be there.
What about that? Who do we have like that that speaks Bengali?
Hmm?
Subhak. Oh, Subhak. Yeah. He preaches in the temple at the book table during the busy hours. Oh, so many people buy books and all interested. He's very...
Subhak make the chief of the reception.
Yes, he's the best. One.
And Nitai-chan, his assistant. And another foreigner.
Nitai-chan is in charge of the building.
He has so much to do anyway, Nitai-chan.
Subhak
and two foreigners.
As assistants.
Mm. Mm. Make that. He's very good boss.
Yeah, he's really good.
And he has understood the philosophy. He has had like 10 years experience in London.
Yeah. I met him in the London airport and I told him, why don't you come to India? Because I saw him, I thought he'd be really helpful. So, Prabhupada, another thing is there any need to increase our prasadam distribution? Like right now, about 1,000 people come.
Oh, they're coming. But if you see that more are coming, then increase. There is no question of advertising.
There isn't. We shouldn't advertise.
Rather, you make some arrangement. And there will be prasadam selling there. Mm-hmm. And anyone comes within the temple, give him something, just like I give here.
Well, we don't do that
at all.
We do. Everyone who comes in the temple, they get that misty Buddha.
Everyone?
Everyone.
Mishti badam?
Mishti badam we give. Goran peanut with little coconut in it and masala. Oh, we're famous now in the whole area. Even Jai Pataka was seeing one government official in Krishnanagar. And he said, did you bring me any of that badam? They all want.
Maybe something must be given.
If we get a good cook like Shantilal, and he can cook hundreds of singara and kachori, and we can sell and in the next room have one man who serves them his prasadam, everyone will come to take prasadam.
Keep nice water, sitting place.
What kind of sitting place? On the floor? With mats or benches and tables?
Benches, table will be nice.
Better. Like in a South Indian house. The South Indian restaurants, they have those. Because those are fancy, like in Vrindavan. In the South Indian restaurant, they always have a table with marble top. People, and then they put a leaf on it. Very, very nice.
That room down there, on it, that big room can be used, it's like a restaurant.
Where?
And the next floor down, on the end, where they sometimes have the class?
No, probably wants it up there where they sell the prasadam.
Oh.
They'll buy in some leaf cup or
and then, take it.
And then go next door and have a place to sit down and take it and then water to wash their hands. Actually there's a there's a pump, everything is right there.
You'll find such confectioner's shop, sitting place and eating.
Yes.
Right.
Like that.
Just like in
they have that near the Gopinath temple in Vrindavan. Mm. Everybody goes there. That's very big.
Mm.
We should make nice sweetmeats also.
Love blues is big there. Those love blues.
We should make many types of sweetmeats. At least there should be so many preparations all offered to the deity.
Mm.
And the people can purchase the Maha Prasadam.
Mm.
Oh, it'll be very big.
Mm.
When you read in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, every time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees are purchasing prasadam from Jagannath temple for them, all the time.
Yes, that is the system.
It sounds like they make a huge quantity at putting huge quantities of prasadam.
Oh yes, any time you can get 1,000 man's eatables.
Any time. But we only offer one little plate to our deity.
No, that you can increase as the demand is increased.
There's such a demand in Puri?
Hmm?
There's such a demand?
Yes, everyone goes, they do not cook. He purchases prasadam and eats, everyone.
It's so famous. Yeah, whenever someone visits there, they'll always bring back prasadam from Jagannath.
Hmm. You know, it is 56 times prasadam is offered there. 56 times.
It's constantly.
Huh?
It's constantly being offered.
Yeah.
All day long.
Once offered, arati is performed, then it is taken away, washed the room. Again, half an hour after. Why half an hour? 15 minutes after. Throughout the whole day and night, 56 times.
Night also?
Night, not night, but up to late night.
Hmm.
So, 56 times, chappanna, within 24 hours, just imagine.
4 or 5 times an hour.
So we have to do that at this
time. Every 15 minutes, new set prasad.
You need a whole lot of shatilas to do that.
And these ingredients are supplied by Jagannath's own feed. They grow it, and there is no difficulty. They grow and they sell, they get money. So they can maintain the establishment. A long time, there are potters, daily they will supply. For each prasadam, a new pot. It cannot be used again. So they people purchase with pot, original pot, and they have got a fixed price.
Mm-hmm.
And this big pot, say 5 rupees, this part, 2 rupees, this part, 1 rupee. So as you like, you can pay. Very nice system.
You went there sometimes to take prasadams?
Yes. I became a guest. A gentleman was our tenant, and he gave me introduction letter to his brother-in-law. He was a pleader in Jagannath Puri. So he received me very well. He offered me lunch, and I saw there was something, a small ball lying in the pot, bowl. I said, "What is this?" He said, "It is meat." He was eating meat, so he thought it was a good reception. The guest is offered nice meat. I said, "No, what is that? I never took meat. I never expected this in Jagannath." So they became very much ashamed. Then I did not know. I thought this is the best. Then I said, "Never mind." Then I stopped eating there. At that time I was a boy. After appearing in my B.A. examination, there was holiday, so I went to Jagannath too. 1920 or something. So I was married in 1918. So some of the friends of my wife, they said, "Your husband now gone. He's not coming." So after returning, I understood she was crying. So anyway, then I used to purchase prasadam in the market. They were bringing, and I was eating. I stayed for 3-4 days there.
You said that when you were very young, you always used to calculate what was the cost of a ticket?
Yes.
Puri.
Every day I was saying, I have to go to Jagannath Puri and I have to go to Vrindavan. At that time, the fare was for Vrindavan 4 or 5 rupees, and similarly for Jagannath Puri. So I was thinking, when I shall go, that's all. I took first opportunity to go to Jagannath Puri after my examination, and in business connection, when I went to Agra, then I first of all took the opportunity to go to Vrindavan from Agra. This was in 1925, and I visited Jagannath Puri sometime in 1920. And 25 I went to Vrindavan. I remember in those days I was sitting within the car, and there was some prasadam. One monkey entered and took everything.
In the train compartment.
Huh?
In the train compartment.
That's very clever. Many times in Vrindavan, the monkeys have taken from my hand, pushed.
While you were eating?
At least four times, I remember.
Well, you wanted them to take it?
Huh? Suppose a big monkey comes and takes, "Why, you are stunned." No other way.
They'll attack.
And the other time was in temple, I was cooking the other room. So although the door was closed, he knew. He opened the door and took away. Sometimes they would take away the, come on, the, what is called, dough for
chapati.
Yeah, so they would eat that.
Raw dough.
You gave him some book, this Surendra.
That was a long time ago. I gave one book.
Eh?
I gave one book a long time ago.
So?
Since then you told me not. You wrote that one, don't give any books. But that was a long time ago.
That's all right. So, you have talked and dealt with him?
He came to me and said he wanted a job here. He said he wanted to be our manager, this and that. And then he was hinting about that there is getting one allowance. So he's expecting here some allowance also, a little more.
He's coming now. What is the purpose?
He may want that. He wanted to be our, to work for us, to work for your divine grace. Maybe.
How did you find him by dealing with
him? I didn't find him. He found me.
No, no.
Well, I know that influentially, he is in the district level. He's very influential. I mean to say that he's got very good relations with all the government people and all the local people. And that whenever I go somewhere to invite them for any festival, any function, they would always speak highly of Surendra Das, and that he had just about a week ago before, he had already invited them for the Chaitanya Month. I mean, he's very active in that way. Something which we don't have time or understanding to do, so many of us. He knows how to receive people and make them feel very nice and then show them around. He's got that a nice personality like that. And he's very active.
So, if we engage him, do you think we shall get some good salary?
I mean, I don't know the... I know that he's able to perform good service. As far as whether he'll... other people tell me that since he's been working for the Chaitanya Math,